Well, last night, St. Catharines City Council holding a meeting, getting a few different things off the docket, moving some things forward. So joining us on the program this morning, Mayor Walter Senzik on the program. Mr. Mayor, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Matt? Great to be back.
No, hey, it's we're getting closer to, and I guess this is the, I don't want to say controversial, but some people seem to have a problem with this one. The conversation around Canada Day and the city kind of, I don't know if we want to call them festivities or activities around Canada Day, but at the end of it, just saying we don't need to be doing this year, right?
Yeah, we're taking a pause this year, and you're right. There's some people who are taking a reaction to this, and what we've talked about last night was this is a time to pause and reflect on what's been happening in our country over the last 3 or 4 weeks in terms of the discoveries of bodies at residential schools, children that have been buried on marked graves or in mass graves. And this is an opportunity for us as a city to take that pause, an opportunity to think about it on Canada Day. And that was what we talked about last night at council.
You see that as just like the city being a leader, I guess, on that front?
Honestly, Matt, I don't see it as necessarily being about leadership. It's about being respectful. It's about acknowledging a significant trauma that has been impacting our First Nations brothers and sisters for many generations. It's about, for us, it is about that partnership with our Indigenous community. And fundamentally, you know, I don't see it as the leadership. I see it as more of a respect for friends, and that's the lens I'm asking more of our community to look at this in. I am getting some quite visceral reaction about, you know, you're canceling my Canada Day, and we're looking at it as a game. We're not taking away someone's backyard event. We're canceling our planned online experiences that we were going to put out for Canada Day. But the reality is that we're asking the larger public is to reflect on Canada Day about what's happened to First Nations families for generations. It was an act of cultural genocide.
Yeah.
And for us to ignore it on a day in which we've been, you know, on a day in which we celebrate our Canadianness, we celebrate who we are, we celebrate our history, we celebrate the maple leaf. It's also, we've got to acknowledge what's happened in Canada, and we can't turn a blind eye to it. And I think out of respect, I'm just asking people to take this opportunity to learn about what Canada has done, and let's move towards reconciliation by showing respect on Canada Day, at this Canada Day.
Yeah, and I think I use leadership, and not so much as a beating your chest, going, "We're leading the charge, and we're, you know, against Canada Day or anything like that." More of a, you know, setting a tone, I guess, for a community, which I think is very important. And I think that's something that the city has done, because in terms of municipalities and understanding and kind of cooperating with Indigenous groups, like St. Catharines, honestly, City Hall and yourself, like you're known as having a good relationship with many of those groups.
And I appreciate that. And what we're hoping is that we're setting the foundation for, you know, the next seven generations. Is when we learn from First Nations, their horizon is much longer than a typical, you know, level of government here in Canada. They're thinking seven generations out about how it affects their great 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 grandchildren. And so, what we're hoping to do here, Matt, the City of St. Catharines, is laying the groundwork so that, you know, when I'm no longer mayor and yeah, the people around council are no longer councillors, we'll be able to pass the baton to the next group of elected folks who will continue to walk this path of reconciliation and do it in an honest way where everybody's around the table and we continue to learn. We've got a long road to go, Matt.
Yeah.
And
These
are only the first iterative steps of what I hope will be a very long-lasting impact on our First Nations brothers and sisters.
As long as we're walking down that road together with them, that's the important piece. You spent some time last night talking about opioids and overdoses, and what sounds like was a pretty tough discussion you had with somebody the other week.
Yeah, last week I had a discussion with a father whose son had passed away of an overdose that was laced with fentanyl, the drug. It was Percocet with fentanyl, and he lost his son. And it was a hard discussion, and honestly, Matt, there's more of this happening than people recognize. And it's the father's name was Steve. Steve and I were having a discussion about what the region's done, what the city's done. But the reality is that we came to an agreement that is it enough? And so one of the outcomes of the discussion is to form what we call a situation table, where we put the leaders in the community that are focused on this issue, which is going to be about youth drug use and the dangers, the opioids, and the overdoses that we're seeing in young people, and putting together a work plan to move forward. What Steve opened my eyes to is a lot of the drug dealers, the pushers, are using Snapchat and TikTok.
Okay.
I can guarantee it that none of your listeners are monitoring their kids' Snapchat accounts or TikTok accounts. And when I said to my son, you know, is this true? He goes, Dad, there's people who are asking, you know, do I want drugs all the time? Like, yeah, you know, and you just block those people when they're doing it. And
really?
And that's an eye opener for me. You know, I think of myself as somewhat advanced in social media, but when you hear this kind of these kind of things happening, there's clearly some blind spots that we have to address as a community. And so with Steve's input, and Steve's going to be around the table because of his lived experience with his son, we're going to hopefully find a different way to tackle what is becoming an increasing concern in our community.
Well, yeah, I think for a lot of people, though, Mayor, like, is the fact that this has been pretty front and center for a lot of folks for a number of years. And just it almost feels like nothing's working at this point.
And it is working. Like, there's the safe consumption site in St. Catharines has reversed countless overdoses. It's got people into rehab. We've opened up new addiction services here in the community. We've got amazing services that are providing addictions recovery. It's a complex issue, and the availability of the drug, like, ultimately, and you know, the police are doing what they can. It's a hard, complex issue to solve. But the reality is that we've got to find different ways, and, you know, look at the criminal code. And if you're caught dealing fentanyl, you should be, in my opinion, you should be charged with attempted murder, because essentially you are going to kill somebody if they take fentanyl. And so looking at the criminal code federally, looking at the provincial courts, what we can do there, looking at, you know, additional funding for mental health and addiction services, there's got to be ways and means we could do this, Matt. It's just, for every child that's lost due to an overdose, and I say a child because, again, no matter how old you are, you know, if you lose a child, they're still your child. And yep. We've got our work cut out for us as we come out of this pandemic. There's a lot of social issues that we're going to have to address as a community, and let's have those honest discussions. They're going to be uncomfortable. There's going to be a lot of sadness in them, but, you know, we got to do it.
Last thing I want to get to, because we've only got about 2 minutes here. This past weekend, I was talking with Ed Smith and some of the folks that were putting some signs out around Martindale Pond, telling people not to eat the fish. Concerned still around the water coming out of the GM property. That was another discussion you had a little bit last night, and I think trying to ease some of the community's concerns.
Yeah, and I think last night the Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks did an outstanding job presenting the real information in a understandable way. It's always helpful for, you know, the community to come together and try and do its best. The reality is that the MOE with the city have been working very closely to address and monitor the issues related to the former GM site. Last night's presentation should at least assure people that the situation that has been identified is under control, and that we've got a member of our community who's on the Niagara Peninsula Conservation Authority. They haven't raised the flag. The Conservation Authority is working with the MOE. I think we should just stay focused on getting the property ready for development with the owner. And we should ensure that the quality of water coming out of the 12 Mile Creek is as good as it's as good as it's ever been, Matt. I've lived in this community for 49 years. The water quality coming out of there is the best it's ever been. And that's due to a lot of people working really hard over the last 20 years to clean up what was a legacy of industrial waste. So, you know, it's time that we just work together as a community. And I think last night's presentation gives us a really good set of information that we can assure people that the toxicity in what they're seeing is the numbers are right in front of us, and it's not what people were saying previously.
And it seems like there's a distrust in what the MOEs bring into the table, I guess, or they're not bringing enough information to the table is what some people are feeling.
You know, the watershed is under the control of the Niagara Peninsula Conservation Authority. So, you know, if you don't trust the Ministry of the Environment, the Niagara Peninsula Conservation Authority, and Ed Smith is a board member on the Niagara Peninsula Conservation Authority. I don't see them out there raising red flags and saying, you know, danger, danger, danger. I would hope that Mr. Smith is doing his job at the Niagara Peninsula Conservation Authority and making sure that if the MOE isn't doing what it says it's doing, then the oversight body would actually be the Niagara Peninsula Conservation Authority. And I got to tell you, they're a great organization. They have strong leadership. They've been at the table with this as well. So, you know, that should shed some light as to where the issues really are.
And, Mr. Mayor, there's some conversation that I'd like to get into on the Municipal Land Development Corporation and that conversation, but that's going to have to be saved for another time.
I appreciate that. Actually, talk to Councillor Porter on that if you get a chance. She's been a real leader on having this discussion, and it is a good opportunity for us moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot for the time this morning.
Appreciate it. Take care, Matt.
Take care. There is St. Catharines Mayor Walter Senzik.